Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we're going to start with an event going on downtown on Saturday, October 31st. It's Kaleidoscope 2015, Raleigh's City Market at Cobblestone Hall. Variety show with nonstop performances. There's also a DJ and day-long dance party with instructors teaching salsa, zumba, line dancing, hip-hop, shag, stepping, and more. There also will be special appearances by Razzmatazz, Invictus, Core Dynamics, the Gifted Arts, local college queens, media personalities, Miss North Carolina, Miss Teen North Carolina, Muddy Mudcat, and UNC's Ramesses mascot for selfies and autographs. It all starts at noon on October 31st. $12 in advance for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Well, the North Carolina State Fair is running through October 25th. In addition to the agriculture exhibits and farm animals, there are 96 rides, including 5 new rides. Lots of choices for food, of course. It's just about every corner you turn there. There's desserts and just all kinds of goodies. There's plenty of entertainment this year, including the 2015 Homegrown North Carolina Concert Series. This free concert series at Dorton Arena will showcase the unique talents of North Carolina artists. Wednesday, October 21st, it is the Band of Oz and the Embers. Thursday, October 22nd, A Night of Praise. Friday, October 23rd, The Love Language with Spider Bags. Saturday, October 24th, Charlie Daniels Band with Casey Tindall. And then on Sunday, October 25th, Nantucket with Sidewinder. Also new for 2015, the Folk Festival has been moved to Dorton Arena. Talented dancers and musicians from across North Carolina compete for the coveted Bascom Lamar Lunsford Trophy, which is awarded to the individual or group that best exemplifies North Carolina's musical heritage. This 10-day competition features performances ranging from old-time bluegrass music to high-energy clogging and traditional square dancing. Competitions are held each day at 10 and 2. Scheduled for the upcoming events at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The number there is 919-839-6262. On Sunday, November 1st, Sights and Sounds on Sundays. It's the Mallarmé Chamber Players at 3. The Mallarmé Chamber Players have chosen a fascinating work by Johann Sebastian Bach that's meant to be experienced from multiple perspectives. The Durham-based ensemble performs the entire Bach musical offering on Baroque period instruments. Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th of November, it's the second annual Paderewski Festival at 2:30, a festival honoring the celebrated Polish pianist, composer, and political figure who performed in Raleigh and Durham several times between the two world wars. Sunday, December 6th, Sights and Sounds on Sundays, Olga Klinenkina at 3 o'clock. Distinguished pianist Olga Klinenkina, assistant professor of piano at North Carolina State University, explores the intersection of music and art in the 19th and 20th centuries in a program featuring preludes from Debussy, Chopin, and Scribiabin. I think I murdered that one. Klinenkina began her musical studies in Moldova at the age of 6. And Sunday, December 13th, holiday concert featuring the Raleigh Flute Choir at 3. Soaring melodies and lush harmonies add sparkle to traditional carols and original compositions. This nationally recognized ensemble creates a tapestry of musical colors by using the full complement of piccolo, alto, bass, contrabass, and standard concert flutes. Cary has a number of events occurring in the upcoming weeks. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Series is downtown Cary for, this is the fifth anniversary of presenting this series in the restored historic Cary Arts Center. Friday, November 6th, it is Shauna Tucker at 7:30. Friday, January 22nd, Forbidden Broadway at 7:30. Just when Broadway thought it was safe from the poison pen of funny man Gerard Alessandrini, Forbidden Broadway returns to Cary sharper and more hilarious than ever. This year's targets include Pippin, Kinky Boots, and Matilda, as well as favorites from last year like Wicked, The Book of Mormon, and more. At the Cary's Marvelous Music Family Series at Cary Arts Center, Saturday, November 7th, Kid Power's Operation Lunchline 3D at 3 p.m., highly interactive musical show designed to help children in grades K through 6 learn the value of good nutrition and exercise. Saturday, January 23rd, Anatoly Larkin at 3. Take a ride on a musical discovery with pianist Anatoly Larkin and learn how to use your artistic skills to create a brand new piece of music. And then there's the Winter Concert Series at Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary on Sundays at 4. December 13th is the Raleigh Boy Choir's Millennium Singers. What better way to get in the holiday spirit than to listen to heavenly voices performing holiday classics? Choir members ages 7 to 14 have performed at the White House, Carnegie Hall, and the National Cathedral. January 17th, Celtic Moods and Melodies with Mara Shea and the Elf Tones. You'll find it hard to resist dancing to this Celtic fiddle and guitar duo. February 21st, Brian Regan, a violinist and concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony, returns as a favorite to the Friends Concert Series. Regan, who captivates audiences with his brilliant performances, will treat concertgoers to a classical repertoire on his Lorenzo and Tommaso Carcassi violin made in Florence, Italy in 1763. Moving to the Holly Springs Cultural Center, the phone number there, 919-567-4000. All right, October 23rd, Discovery Series presents Carlos Velasquez, The Inuit and Ancient Art Today, and A High Arctic Adventure. That's at 7:30. October 24th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Nice Guy Showcase, the clean comedy series featuring comedian Steve Mingola, Karen Mill, and Ken Mangini. October 25th, it is two performances by Pat Boone, Music and Memories, shows at 3 and 7:30. November 3rd and 17th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The First Thanksgiving, 11 a.m., both dates. November 20th, Discovery Series presents Nine Time Around, A History of Irish Music. December 1st and 15th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents Rudolph, and those shows are at 11 a.m., both dates. December 10th, Community Band presents Christmas Time Is Here, 7:30. December 12th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Silver Bells at 7:30. December 17th, The Christmas with the Nelsons. And December 18th, Discovery Series presents Oak City Brass, also at 7:30. The Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, the phone number there, 919-661-4602. Okay, October 23rd and 24th, Lend Me a Tenor. October 26th, Bodyology, the Musical. November 12th, auditions for the Garner Showcase of Talent 2016. It takes place at 5. Mark your calendar and start preparing now for a successful audition. The auditions are open to the general public with a connection to Garner. Pre-registration is required. Following info will help you prepare. You must be a resident of Garner, attend school in Garner, attend church in Garner, or audition as part of a Garner organization. Auditions are for vocal talent, dancers, instrumentalists, dramatists, storytellers, and comedians. Prepare one song with maximum time of 2 minutes, and performers must provide their own pre-recorded music or accompaniment. Again, that's for November 12th, auditions for the Garner Showcase of Talent 2016. Takes place at 5 p.m. on November 12th. November 21st, Carly Hughes. With 8 Broadway shows to her name, Carly has quickly established herself as a recognizable talent both on stage and off. Carly has most recently starred as Velma Kelly in Chicago on Broadway. January 30th, Hugh Panero. Hugh has been described as the leader of Broadway's dwindling supply of great leading men. Critically lauded and adored by fans, he demonstrates versatility, charisma, tremendous vocal talent, and in the words of one former co-star, movie star, good looks. February 21st, it's the Jones Family Singers, and March 19th, the Steel Wheels. All right, Audio Describe performances coming up soon. Audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Okay, Saturday, October 24th, Into the Woods, North Carolina Theater, Memorial Auditorium at 2. Straight off the success of the hit motion picture, venture into the woods with us and learn what happens to your favorite fairy tale characters before and after the words, happily ever after. Thursday, November 1st, it's Death Trap, Triad Stage, Greensboro at 2. Sunday, November 15th, A Year with Frog and Toad, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Tuesday, November 24th, it is Peter and the Suncatcher, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Okay, Saturday, December 5th, Audio Describe Performance, North Carolina Theater, Once, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Once tells the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. As the chemistry between them grows, his music soars to powerful new heights, but their unlikely connection turns out to be deeper and more complex than your everyday romance. Saturday, December 5th, it is The Wiz, Burning Coal Theater Company, Murphy School Auditorium, Raleigh, at 2. This soulful classic follows Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow as they ease on down the road to find what is waiting for them over the rainbow, behind the curtain, and maybe even in their own backyard. Sunday, December 6th, Beautiful Star, Triad Stage, Greensboro, at 2 o'clock. The best tales are the ones worth repeating. Returning as a part of the 15th anniversary season, Reverend Ledbetter and the Open Heart Community Fellowship gather again for their rendition of the Christmas story. With down-home laughter and toe-tapping music, this family favorite original production will tug at the heartstrings. Sunday, December 6th, Dashing Through the Snow, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3, a madcapped comedy that's more fun than a jury ride with friends in a one-horse open sleigh. Meet Trina, the innkeeper of the Snowflake Inn in Tinsel, Texas. She's frantically trying to prepare for the holidays while dealing with a mixed bag of challenging guests and employees who leave comedic chaos in their wake. Sunday, December 13th, Cinderella. Raleigh Little Theater at 5. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family, just the right mixture of comedy and romance to add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. A visually stunning musical combining elegant costumes and scenery with song, dance, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. Sunday, December 20th, Black Nativity, Justice Theater at 4 p.m., Stewart Theater, NC State University. Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park both have committed to offer audio description for any performance requested with a two-week advance notice. Be sure to check their schedules for current performance listings. Also, Regal Entertainment Group has new accessibility technologies that are exciting. They are making changes to accommodate people with and through assistive listening, closed captions, blind or low vision, and descriptive audio. Visit their site for more information. Call your local Regal Theater for information about specific showings. Okay, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the phone number there, 919-996-8700. Through October 25th, we've got Symphony Fantastique, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Through October 25th, Into the Woods, that's at Memorial Auditorium. October 23 and 24, An Evening with Jeffrey and Gabriel Kahane, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each night. October 30th, The Gibson Brothers. This is presented by Pinecone, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. The Gibson Brothers were the first brother duet to earn IBMA's Entertainer of the Year Award when they received it in 2012. And they proved it was no fluke when they repeated the achievement in 2013. October 30th and 31st, Halloween at Hogwarts, the music of Harry Potter. North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, with three performances. October 30th through November 1st, Madam Butterfly, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. Seduced and Abandoned, a young Japanese woman falls in love with a handsome American sailor. He promises to return to her, and though everyone around her tells her to give up, she hopes against hope that he will come back. November 6th at Duke Energy Center, comedian John Mulaney at Memorial Auditorium. November 6 and 7, Beethoven's 8th Symphony, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8. November 13th, Favorite Like Classics, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 12. November 13th, Veggie Tales, Broadway Series South, Memorial Auditorium at 6. Veggie Tales Live, Little Kids Do Big Things, is a must-see, fun-filled celebration for families and VeggieTales fans of all ages. November 14th, it is Light 103.9 presenting the Lamplighter Awards. And November 15th, Flashdance, the musical. November 19th through the 22nd, Beethoven's 9th, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. November 20th and 21st, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. November 25th, A Frozen Journey, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. Bring the whole family to this one-hour performance featuring musical selections from The Polar Express, Frozen, and The Night Before Christmas, plus much more. November 27th through December 30th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. November 27 and 28, Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. December 1st through the 6th, Once, Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium. December 4 and 5, A Baroque Christmas, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Also at May Mandy Concert Hall, December 8th, it is the North Carolina Master Chorale Concert. December 9th through the 13th, A Christmas Carol at Memorial Auditorium. December 11th, Annie Moses Band, and December 12th, the Laurie Berkner Band, Broadway Series South, May Mandy Concert Hall. Moving to a Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets available through the following, dpacnc.com. DPAC Ticket Center, 919-680-2787. DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. October 23rd through the 25th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Monday, October 26th, Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club. This is the Farewell World Tour. Wednesday and Thursday, October 28 and 29, John Cleese and Eric Idle in Together Again at Last for the very first time. Friday, October 30th, The Reunion, Faith Evans and Mace. Saturday, October 31st, Big Sean featuring Rich Homie, Quan, Rhapsody, and more. Tuesday, November 3rd, So You Think You Can Dance Tour, 2015. Thursday, November 5th, Funny Lady Wanda Sykes. Friday, November 6th, John Prine. Long considered a songwriter's songwriter, John Prine is a rare talent who writes the songs other songwriters would sell their souls for. Evidence of this is the long list of songwriters who have recorded his gems, including Johnny Cash, Bonnie Raitt, the Everly Brothers, John Denver, Kris Kristofferson, Carly Simon, Ben Harper, Joan Baez, and the list goes on. With immeasurable accolades, including the distinction of being one of the few songwriters honored by the Library of Congress and U.S. Poet Laureate. Saturday, November 7th, at DPAC, Patti LaBelle. The word beautiful simply does not describe the incomparable force known to the world as Patti LaBelle. The soulful songbird's name has become synonymous with grace, style, elegance, and class. Carolina Theater, let's go to the North Carolina festivals and events coming up. Through October 24th, Onslow Oktoberfest in Jacksonville. On October 24th, Lillington Halloween Festival, 32nd Annual Barbecue Festival in Lexington, NASCAR Day Festival in Randleman. Through October 25th, it is the North Carolina Yam Festival in Tabor City. October 31st, Trick or Treat the Trails in Garner. November 1st, Halloween Bash on Main, Seven Springs. November 6th, Free Boot Friday in Greenville. Several events on November 7th, Touchstone Energy North Carolina Cotton Festival in Dunn. Working Fingers Craft Show in Mooresville. Statesville Pumpkin Fest. And the 5th Annual Zombie Walk in Salisbury. All four of those on November 7th. November 7 and 8th, the Wilson Whirligig Festival. November 14th, Christmas in November in Valdez. Downtown Shuck and Peel Party in Hickory. November 20th and 21st, Hildebrand Holiday Craft, Art, and Food Show. November 21st, Stedman Christmas in the Park. November 22nd, Seven Springs Christmas Parade. And November 26th, Novant Health Thanksgiving Day Parade in Charlotte. November 27th, Christmas Flotilla in Swansboro. Salisbury Holiday Night Out is also on the 27th. November 27th through the 29th, Country Christmas Train in Denton. And November 28th, Santa and the Grinch at the Bell Tower in Salisbury. Few items from the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Wednesday, October 21st, it is Taj Mahal Trio. Thursday, October 22nd, Joe D. Messina. Friday, October 23rd, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors with Penny and Sparrow. Saturday, October 24th, John Hodgman, Vacation Land Tour, oh, once again. Sunday, October 25th, Mike Ferris and the Roseland Rhythm Review at Club Carolina. Tickets start at $27. Monday, October 26th, UB40, featuring Allie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue with Radio Riddler opening. Thursday, October 29th, Christian McBride and Edgar Mayer. Friday, October 30th, North Carolina District Step Show, presented by the Association of North Carolina Alpha Men. Show starts at 9, tickets are $20. Tickets also $20 for the Miss Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant on Saturday, October 31st, presented by the Association of North Carolina Alpha Men Education Foundation. The program starts at 8. Thursday, November 5th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Now, this is part of the Arts Discovery Series for 1st through 8th graders. This enchanting musical is based on C.S. Lewis's adventure story about four children of war-torn England who accidentally enter the land of Narnia by climbing through a magic wardrobe. Thursday and Friday, November 5th and 6th, Gene Robertson. Tickets start at $27. Saturday, November 7th, NBC's Last Comic Standing, live tour at 8. Tuesday, November 10th, Paco Peña's Fleming Cura, Series 26. Tickets start at $27. Thursday, November 12th, Don McLean and Judy Collins. Tickets start at $32. Wednesday, November 11th, I missed this one, Jake Shimabukuro. Tickets start at $37. Friday and through Sunday, November 13th through the 15th, North Carolina Comic-Con 2015 at the Durham Convention Center. Woohoo! They've got a bunch of different prices for packages. And that will wrap it up today. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.